Hello, my fellow American. This is A.J. Wildman. You've probably never heard of me, and hopefully a lot of people will be hearing about me quite soon. Okay, I'm about to read to you a 13-page document. You've already seen the title. And this is actually being created really for an MP3 file podcast at A.J.'s Common Sense Podcast. It'll also be posted on my platform website, which you hear about in some other places. The document, a 13-page document, it will be out there as a PDF and as a video, so people get to see it. Now, the video I'm just going to put out there on YouTube under my channel, CS2 News. Okay? And the primary website that you'll hear about is called CommonSense2ND.com. CommonSenseSecond.com. That's the entire platform. I have this out there, not just this, I've got 39 videos out there for the short videos describing the 39 parts of the platform. You'll also get links to podcasts, and you'll get links to various other things that you'll find of interest and are all positive. All right, this is independent. This is problem solving. All right, getting something fixed, all right, for the American public. My fellow Americans. Now, just with that said, I'm not going to be paying a lot of time looking at the camera here because that's not what I'm here for. All right, so let's get on into this. Okay, bringing in the 2021 post-Trump era. A.J. Wildman for president, bringing in the 2021 post-Trump, post-Republican Party era in America. What a welcome thing that'll be. My politically frustrated fellow American citizens, welcome to the 2020 A.J. Wildman for President Solutions for Americans campaign. The 2020 presidential and congressional election, an equal and opposite political reaction, quote unquote, to the 2016 election. Written and presented to you by yours truly, Andrew J. A.J. Wildman. And this was done for you on February 29th, 2020. I'm the founder of the Independent Party of America, TIPA, and again, independent candidate for president this year. We are looking and talking about the end of a publicly failed political party, the Republican Party, and the start of America's practical future, having a good way to go, right? The time has come for common sense, and dishonest John D.J. Trump is a 2020 political lame duck, and I refer to him mostly in here is DJ, Dishonest John, which I think is his appropriate title. This is Andrew J. Wildman, your 2020 independent candidate for president. I believe you will find these contents to be informative and even encouraging compared to the typical daily news that we get and campaign news that we get. I think this is probably going to be the most positive and encouraging thing you've heard in several years, and that's what it's intended to be, okay? It's all easy reading. There's no complicated strategies in here or anything. This is all good stuff, and I like to have the feeling that I'm sitting with you like I've done thousands of times over the last few decades talking to people about politics. We're just sitting across the table from each other having a cup of coffee, chit-chatting. Okay. Allow me to declare that I am presenting myself to you not as a politician, although I understand politics, having worked in government contracting and corporations for a while. Believe me, corporations have as much politics as a federal government. But I am presenting myself to you as a professional problem solver. I fix business problems. That's what I do. And America's real business with real problems, but quite fixable problems. Okay, and I won't allow solvable problems, okay, to be studied or generally ignored for another decade or two. Americans demand practical and prudent solutions to our economic and social struggles, which we can do. Americans require innovative leadership to define critical reforms that are needed. How are we going to fix things? And then to take immediate legislative action to make sure that these prudent solutions are a near-term reality in your day-to-day life, right? That's really just what we got to do. Okay. A couple of points on this presentation. Oh, let me go back to one thing. When you say immediately get the legislation passed, the key ingredient to that, which we'll talk about, is we have to flip the Republicans in the House and the Senate this year. All of them got to go. Then we won't have any more legislative roadblocks. Carrying on with this. Okay. I have made this campaign strategy document as short as I can, but try to keep it so I hit all the critical points. So it's as long as it needs to be. Most importantly, we will be reviewing three critical issues regarding the 2020 presidential and congressional campaign and election. First declaring and detailing DJ's 2020 lame duck political status, which might be, you think, a little bold, but it's really fairly obvious once you hear this stuff. He is truly the liar in chief, right? Hint, for starters, he can't get as many votes as he did in 2016. Think about that a minute. Second, to promote the electoral tsunami that we the people will not only use to remove DJ, but can also bring down any Republican running for office in 2020. And that includes Republicans running in the U.S. House and Senate, state governors that might be running, secretaries of state, you know, the people that are dumping voter log or voter removing voters from logs, okay, from postings. That's going to be reversed. And to add to that, besides state governors and secretaries of state, we're also talking city, county, parish, borough. Get rid of the Republicans, and we'll get more of the details on that why. And third, to begin presenting frustrated Americans with the TIPA independent problem-solving political platform of 39-plus proposals. My patriotic intent is to inform my frustrated and struggling fellow citizens that no one can stop us, stop we the people, from accomplishing this historic voter action. Okay? And it will only cost each of us a few hours of our time. If you haven't voted before, you need to get out and do it. My fellow Americans, we the people have the votes to do all this, as I will show you. My project for America. I have observed our national political system since I was a teenager. It is an odd but interesting hobby. You can learn an awful lot about domestic and foreign policy and how it works and how it doesn't work. From the age of 7, I grew up in Baltimore County, Maryland. I was born in Washington, D.C., and I worked in D.C. in the IT industry for 30 plus years, supporting both corporate and federal agency clients like the U.S. Immigration Naturalization Service, INS, and Blue Cross Blue Shield of D.C. and Maryland. Okay? What better living location than D.C. itself to observe and write about the growing dysfunction of the U.S. Congress? Okay? As stated, I am an independent candidate this time. Further, I am the founder of the Independent Party of America, TIPA. America is ready for a viable third party, not just another one or two issue third party. That's why most of them fail. They'll come up and they'll get the public excited, and they will have one or two issues they're really big on. And once they get beyond that, the public realizes they have no depth and they fade pretty quickly. So there is about that. Well, I have the third party option here now for you all to review. Okay, I bring to this campaign, this national campaign, the TIPA Independent Platform, a set of 39 problem-solving platforms developed by yours truly and acceptable to at least 60% of the American public and the voters in particular. They were designed like that, back and forth with people. Over 60%, lots of times, a whole lot more than that. Now, the first 27 proposals were presented in my 2008 nonfiction book, the 700-page book, The Second Coming of Common Sense. Okay? Not surprisingly, many of the prudent solutions that were in that book are even more relevant and necessary today, okay? Some 12 years later. Please refer to the TIPA platform website, as I said before, commonsense2nd.com for details and much more. We already talked about that a little bit. And again, this podcast is AJ's Common Sense Podcast. Now, in more recent years, I have focused on the out-of-control cost of living issues that we're all struggling with. And I mean, most people are going, what? And we're talking about food, housing, student loans, pharmaceuticals, healthcare, and jobs. Also touching on things like shootings and guns and the cannabis legalization. Okay. Now, my independent campaign brings a critical new economic perspective, okay, to our nation's cost of living struggles and to the campaign, and presenting how we could rationally approach getting things under control. That's what we all need. Now, it is common to hear that wages need to be higher and to effectively deal with the cost of living. We've all heard that, you know, $15 an hour or more, okay? However, we cannot tell every business owner in the nation to give their staff a sizable raise. That cannot happen. It could happen in pockets, but not across the board. Also, we will not allow artificial intelligence technology improvements to destroy certain categories of viable employment in the country. They can't just automate everybody out of work. And that's what they do if they could. Some practical lines must be drawn to protect American jobs. Okay? Therefore, perspective. Okay. Yeah. Good. Therefore, the perspective is that if we cannot increase real wages for all Americans, which we haven't in decades. All right. I mean, increase wages for all Americans across the board. Then it seems only logical to focus on reducing or controlling the cost of living for all Americans across the board. It's just logical, but nobody's thought of it or talked about it yet. What a concept. That is, with regards to the basic needs of life, okay, food, housing, medical care, and transportation. That's what people need to just exist. Wall Street and big business are taking as much as they can from us in jacked up food and medical costs, okay? Also, residential rental and commercial lease costs will need some real practical pricing controls, and we'll get into that. And then, of course, there's that 800-pound gorilla. There's always one. And this one is an issue that the entire Republican Party, for years, has been in an advanced stage of denial about, the planet Earth threatening global crisis. And believe me, it is. I'll write another document subsequent to that to really lay that out. Anyway, going forward, my fellow Americans, confronting the climate crisis aggressively and to realistically prepare for the real threats of sea level rise, which are quite real, those concerns about that must drive our domestic and foreign policy. Or that infant you are holding in your hand today will start having some really hard questions for you all, or us all, once they reach middle school. Okay. Now, the tip of platform, food first. There you go. So what is it in my independent presidential campaign? What's in it for you and yours? Okay, really. That's what everybody wants to know. What's in it for me and mine? Okay. The answer is the TIPA problem solving platform and my no-nonsense independent political leadership. Okay. Again, I'm a problem solver. I'm used to dealing with what I call govies. Okay. My independent political mission is to insert myself in the TIPA platform into the presidential campaign and work aggressively to gain the party's the public's support for it. Okay. And should, in case I do not win the presidency, but it could happen, okay, the TIPA platform needs to be what the public and the voters demand of the new Democratic president and Democratic Congress, which we'll be bringing into office next January. Okay, time will show that the TIPA platform is a real problem for DJ and the Republicans. All right. At the same time, it will be directly encouraging to Democrats, okay, and independent congressional candidates as they can support my proposals to the public. And I want them to do that starting with the cost of living solutions. The Democrats that are running for office, especially the ones running against Republican seats, okay, are going to need all the ammunition they get. And this is going to make it much easier for them to get people's votes. Okay, I will now highlight 10 of the platform proposals. And guess what? We will start with an issue, as I've stated before, that has started many a national revolution throughout all of history. And the issue is food. Okay? Food. Expectation that all citizens will have decent and affordable supply of food. Okay? Food prices have gone out of control with no relief in sight. That will be stopped. Okay? If it is not stopped before that, beforehand, as of February 1st, 2021, grocery store prices in the U.S., okay, and their consent sizing will be capped. Capped, okay, for some period of time while we're sorting the food industry out. We will reform the entire food industry from farms and fisheries to the grocery store shelves. Workers will be protected, okay? First job, okay? Workers, the people who do the work. Unnecessary fees and markups, including those of the commodities market, will be ended or severely adjusted, okay? All American citizens will have decent food supply with access to it in their local area. No more food deserts, okay? So much for that. We will have food. Housing, decent housing expectation of our citizens. Everything I talk about is citizen-focused. Anybody who isn't a citizen doesn't belong here. Deal with. Okay. We will implement the nation's rent control program. Okay. Okay. So people can live in their living and their work near or live near where they can work. Rents must become affordable and not fixed, not priced out to the max. Okay. People are just paying 50% of their income for housing. We can't have that. Responsible landlords will be supported with special bank financing terms. Okay, that will help offset some of the implementation. All Americans will have a fixed address. Okay. Currently, there are 500,000 homeless Americans, again, and including thousands of veterans, which is a double negative. Okay. Jobs. Save the truckers from AI. Again, as of 2/1/21, driverless trucks will be prohibited in the United States. Presidential order will be done immediately and followed up immediately by legislation that will pass well through the Congress. Okay? There are already, as you may already know, they're already testing driverless tractor trailers at 60 miles an hour. And even though that's a wonderful thing for technology, we're not going to allow it. There's no way the related businesses can show us how those jobs can be replaced because they can't, right? Second thing on jobs, wait staff in restaurants and bars. Again, as of 2/1/21, we'll lock in their currently hourly rates, which range from 2-something to 4-something an hour, okay? And we'll lock that in permanently. The $15 an hour wage, which some states are trying to phase into such jobs, will cause prices to go up in restaurants that will cause people to be laid off. And for some of the local restaurants, okay, the individual restaurants, if it gets too much, they'll go out of business. We can't have that, you know. Again, presidential order followed by legislation. Student loans. Monthly payment reductions and tuition reforms. First to note, we will not provide a four-year degree for everyone, okay? That issue has been discussed. That issue will be discussed more during the campaign. But we just can't afford to do that, okay? There are other ways to get people job ready, okay? So, next, we will automatically reduce the monthly payments on existing student loans, there's 45 million of them, I believe, by 50%, and the banks will automatically recalculate and extend the terms, probably at the current interest rate. We'll just do it. It won't take long at all. I worked in the computer business. I know how long it would take them to do that. So we'll take care of it. Another piece of this is tuitions, which are completely gone crazy the last decade. We will reduce annual tuition as of September of 2021, okay, for all public and all private universities. That means a University of Maryland and Harvard and Yale. Their annual tuitions will be cut by 25% and stay that way, again, while we're sorting this change out. So that should help people make some of those payments. Okay, again, presidential order. Now let's get into something else, shootings and guns. Okay, I'm not talking about gun control here, all right? We'll deal with that a little bit, but not much. We got to protect the Second Amendment. First, premeditated free will murder with absolute evidence of guilt. Those people will be convicted, and they will receive the death penalty 90 days later. 9 out of 10 people will vote for that, by the way. Be ready. And the best case for this, the El Paso Walmart shooter, whose name I would never say out loud, needs to be the first recipient of this law, if there's any way that I can, arrange that. You know, if killing 22 people doesn't get you the death penalty in 90 days, I don't know what should. Right? Subsequent to that, the initial OGL, or obvious guilt law, part of that implementation, the same punishment will later be applied to premeditated predatory rape crimes. Not date rape, no. But premeditated rape crimes will be met with 90 days and you're dead. Subsequent to that, from what people have asked me to put in here and talked about, of course, we will add pedophiles to that list as number 3. And finally, in number 4, sex slave traders, people who traffic people into the country for bad purposes. Thus, doing these types of things starting in 2021, America will be putting out our trash and drawing a hard line when it comes to acceptable civil behavior. Okay? And the public will approve of that. Cannabis, finally, okay? As of 2/1/21, cannabis, THC, will be totally decriminalized and legalized nationwide. Just like that. Yeah. Cannabis will be designated, the cannabis industry will be designated as a small business only industry. Wall Street can begin to back away from their existing plans to take the whole cannabis industry corporate. Okay. There is no need to involve stockholders or overpaid executives in this natural small business. Wall Street will not be allowed to take over the industry. Wall Street, tobacco companies, pharmaceuticals will be kept out of it, period. The domestic cannabis business will be a real, as in Colorado, that's the model. Okay. The domestic cannabis business will be a real tax revenue source for states and state projects. Why would we want to do anything else? We don't need to give it to Wall Street. Okay, again, executive orders. Okay. Pharmaceutical pricing. Pharmas. Again, as of 2/1/21, if it has not been done sooner, things like the diabetes drugs, okay, diabetes-related drugs, EpiPens, okay, also, prices will be brought more in line with the European pricing model and bring the cost down dramatically, and it will not be optional for the pharmas, okay? Also, pharmas pricing in the U.S. will be frozen, capped, okay? And that hard negotiations will start with that discussion. Okay. Health insurance reform. Okay. The Republican Party diehard protection of the health insurance industry is right up there with their love for the pharmaceutical and energy industries, and that'll be taken care of. I will not go into detail about that reform here. My medical insurance industry reform proposal was first laid out in a proposal in my book, The Second Coming of Common Sense. Healthcare insurance for all is what it's called. Okay. It is posted on my website, so it's very easy to find. And you can download the entire book for free if you like to. Okay. The only goal is to efficiently reform the entire medical insurance industry, that is, to cover all citizens, and this will be done. All right, we can do this. It's just going to take some hard negotiation, but the negotiation will end with all Americans being covered. It's going to be a few years of work, but it's all going to get better every month. Climate crisis. At gorilla again. Ending the energy industry's control of America. We will start with a civil activity. Okay, action. Introducing No-Fly Wednesday to aggressively reduce airplane exhaust pollution. Again, as of 2/1/21, okay, on that date, if elected president, I will declare that starting later that year on October 1st, okay, the U.S. will suspend all passenger flights all day, every day, 24 hours, midnight to midnight. Okay, this will become, hopefully, a worldwide coordinated ban. Okay. And I will be inquiring about Greta Thunberg's possible assistance with this highly desirable climate action. We can do this, and it will bring pollution down very well. Thus, the global climate war will finally be joined, right? And I intend to lead that with as much push as possible. Okay. Well, that is it. I call that a good start, folks. I don't know about you. And there are 31 plus more proposals to be reviewed. Please see the website. And yes, we the people. Okay, we the people, with a great platform, a new Democratic or independent president, and a Democrat-controlled U.S. House and Senate, we can do all of these things and much more, especially with my direct problem-solving leadership. Great. My campaign commitments to the American public and our common good are as follows. First, making the American public, the voters, the Democratic Party aware that Donald Trump is now today, okay, a lame duck. He is the greatest, worst president in U.S. history. Okay, that's the only thing that greatest really applies to him. Therefore, a single miserable term is more than enough for DJ. Further, that lame duck political status also extends to the 22 Republican seats and the 195 U.S. House seats up for election this year. Okay, so they too must be voted out along with Trump if we the people want legislation with real benefit to the common good and to preserve the climate if it's ever to be passed into law. Okay, right now the Senate is a roadblock. Make voters, third, make people aware of my seemingly underdog, yet very viable 2020 independent campaign for POTUS. I will lead all Americans into a better future. Okay. Four, make voters aware of the TIPA's 39 plus problem-solving oriented proposals, and that they're acceptable to 60% plus of the public. And they are. Okay. And again, the TIPA citizen-oriented platform has both Democrat, Republican, and Democrat platforms beaten. Fifth, promote both Democrat and independent candidates for U.S. House and Senate. And yes, there's plenty of time for more people to be registered. Just go to the Secretary of State's website in your state and find out what the qualifications are for filing. You'd be surprised. Okay. Now, we will vote against those incumbents, and we're also going to, the incumbents that aren't running, we're going to run against their open seats, okay? Because some of those people were smart enough to retire, and there's been quite a few of them, retire because they want to run under DJ soiled banner anymore. Encourage all Americans, okay, regardless of past party affiliations, to embrace and promote the common good of the TIPA platform for our citizens and for their families. Seventh, to demonstrate to the people that I am a true business problem solver and would be their most practical choice for POTUS in 2020. I believe I would be a great president because I will solve our problems. The TIPA platform proposals on food, housing, etc. needs to become the centerpiece of the public debate on the 2020 campaign because it will fix problems. Okay? Take a sip here. You get tired talking, or dry talking for about an hour. Now, the plain truth about why Washington and the two parties are so dysfunctional. It's a little bit of a civics lesson here, a history lesson. For starters, the U.S. Congress has a consistent 90% public disapproval rating. Okay, that is the negative sum of both parties in our collective minds, meaning the Congress and Washington in general are quite dysfunctional, okay, and have been for a long time, and have been dysfunctional long before Trump and his band of criminals and his very own swamp creatures rolled into town, okay? You will recall for a moment that Barack Obama was a first inaugurated president in January of 2009. The very next day, Republican leader Mitch McConnell, okay, publicly declared his goal was to make Obama a one-term president. Just kiss bipartisan cooperation goodbye. Okay, and that was 11 years ago. Okay, just now, just how does that differ from the Republicans whining lately that the Democrats have been trying to impeach DJ since his inauguration, which is a joke? Only that McConnell is doing that, okay? McConnell is doing that, and the Democrats are only responding to DJ's horrific conduct as a wannabe dictator, right? McConnell's been doing it, okay? Since that day, through the last 11 years, and to this very day, the dictator, as he's called, has blocked publicly beneficial legislation, climate-friendly legislation, and voting system protection legislation, among others. Not to mention, he is literally stealing a Supreme Court nomination from President Obama. And a bad one at that. Further, increasingly over the last few decades, both parties in Congress, both parties, have pushed responsibility for problem solving over to the president's side of the table. Okay? Expecting the next president, be they a man or a woman, to just walk in and provide Congress solutions for their consideration. Okay? Meaning that someone's only in office for 4 to 8 years would provide solutions to their problems, okay, rather than 535 of them coming up with solutions. Okay? That absolutely dysfunctional legislative approach giving it to the president has simply failed us, okay, and must be rejected by the voters this year by voting out the Republicans, okay? And as for DJ, he only brought more problems and his 7-year-old emotional development status with him. We have to deal with that. Functionally, Congress's job focus, increasingly over the last few decades, okay, is only to maintain the status quo. Think about it. They don't pass anything. They want things to stay the same. Basically, the wealthy and big industries are making money off the system as it is. So simply, they want things left alone. That's the plain truth. To be clear, for many years now, the publicly failed Republican Party only serves the wealthy and maybe 8 to 10 big industries. It's pretty much my mantra for them. And they don't even have to try to hide this truth anymore, do they? Okay? They do not care about the masses, you, me, and at least 90% of the rest of us. Except, of course, when it comes to raising campaign money and getting votes, as in DJ and his pathetic ego-building MAGA pep rallies. MAGA, what a joke. Finally, Republican congressional members will be appropriately punished and sentenced to unemployment, basically to be fired by the voters. The sold-out Republican members of Congress have freely tied themselves to DJ's twisted agenda, since the end, including that abusive 2017 tax cut. Okay? They all love that. And then, losing whatever they had left of their public credibility in their lowly performances in DJ's impeachment hearings. I mean, it was embarrassing to listen to that. Thus, the Republicans will pay for their choices and will go out the door with their lying hero, dishonest John Trump. Now, on the other hand, the Democratic Party's true intention is to help the masses start having a better life. That is what they're all about. They're just not that good at it, okay? However, they like the platform this year again. They like the platform that immediately appeals to voters from a real day-to-day problem-solving perspective. They just don't get it, okay? Something along the lines of it's still the economy, stupid. They spend too much time pandering to every minority social group that they can find, right? And it's getting tiresome, okay? These groups need help, but we need to worry about the masses. Okay? Democrats often appear to have forgotten about regular middle Americans. That group of people includes whites, blacks, Hispanics, Asians, everyone. In the last few years, the Democrats truly appear to be caring more about letting as many illegals into our nation as they possibly can, rather than protecting our borders, okay? And rather than caring more, as they should, for our citizens that live and belong here, okay? And it really, frankly, is ticking people off. They don't want to talk about it, but it does. Voters are sick of it. And that's one of the reasons that Trump won, okay, in 2016. Newsflash for the Democrats. America is sick and tired of illegal occupants. IOs, my own term for them. Enough is enough. We must be able to have absolute control over our borders. And as stated earlier, I was a consultant for several years with the U.S. Immigration and Naturalization Service, so I have some good background on this. And I will deliver the practical systems required to finally gain control over our borders and manage our citizens and non-citizen population. Pardon me just a minute. Okay, just had to verify something. And after I slam the Democrats like that, it's so much for thinking I'm blindly supporting the Democrats. I'm a hardcore political independent. Okay. And I offer to the Democratic Party leadership my help. And I often refer to the Democratic Party leadership lately, for a while, as the lost troll. Now, under the Wildman administration, illegal immigration will begin coming to an end in 2021. Okay. Overall, there must be a full public awareness that America is now legislatively fighting the final battles between the haves and the have-nots. Seriously, don't roll your eyes and laugh at that, because this is a bottom line reality of what we're dealing with. Okay. The terrible wealth and power gap is what the problem is. It's only getting worse all the time, as they do report on TV. It is the age-old economic struggle that exists and always has existed in every country in the world. Okay, and yes, the haves are clearly winning the last 20 years, I'd say. I think so. And mainly due to the more devious Republican legislative control in Congress. They block everything. Okay. That ongoing situation alone puts our democracy at greater risk, and now DJ's random acts of ignorance have only made things worse. Okay. Finally, as if we needed any more reasons, the last economic straw was the Republicans' grand prize. Okay. The unnecessary and economically abusive, okay, 2017 tax cut for the wealthy and big business. Okay, it will be reviewed and mostly legislatively reversed in 2021. Okay, that's what's going to happen. The abusive tax welfare for the wealthy and big industry will soon come to an end in America. And yes, we will review Citizens United and deal with it legislatively. That's good news. Next, let's talk about the lame duck status of Congress and DJ. There is no way that any man or woman that is a total human failure, as a human being, a severe narcissist, and a chronic daily liar could properly fill the honorable role of President of the United States. That truly defines DJ's failed presidency and why he will not be reelected. One of the reasons. The American electorate will not make that collective mistake again in 2020. They just won't do it. We won't do it. I will now explain how we, the people, will be able to remove him and so many other Republicans from office this coming November 3rd. Some very welcome good news, okay? First, the primary reason, as noted before, for DJ's lame duck status is that, when you think about it, he simply will not be able to get as many votes in 2020 as he captured in 2016. He's already going to be in a deficit, okay? DJ will not only lose more 2016 votes than he can ever expect to gain back in 2020. Many of those votes will be cast against him in November. Rolls up pretty quick. Think about it, okay? As most of us know, DJ lost a popular vote to Hillary Clinton in 2016 by almost 3 million votes. Hillary, 65.8 million. Trump, 62.9 million. The difference being 2.8 million votes. Some other reasons why DJ's obvious lame duck status would be, right off the top, I believe he's lost 10 to 20% of the women's vote, okay, from 2016. Because women in particular, and many men as well, have grimly learned his true anti-people colors and will not be fooled or suckered in again in his self-serving manipulation. By his self-serving manipulation of facts, of the truth, and his constant lies. People are becoming more aware of that, okay? I am independent and a Christian, and I voted for Hillary Clinton, okay? I do expect that some good Christian people that turned a blind eye to his disgusting habits in 2016 solely to get Supreme Court seats, okay, will not cross their faith again this year, all right, to vote for such a disgusting human being. I don't think they're all not going to do that, or they'll just not vote. The anti-Hillary voting people will have other choices, like me, okay, to choose from, and won't need to settle or vote for Trump again, or lost votes. James Comey will not release an inappropriate and wrong letter about Clinton just weeks before the campaign. And yes, Putin is still attacking our voting process. That's the topic for another piece. He's attacking our voting process in any way he can to help his buddy get reelected. Think about it. Vladimir urgently wants to keep his American president lapdog in the White House. Sad but true. That is the plain truth about the DJ Putin connection. Okay, it is it is a critical reason for this, for our voting to preserve democracy this election. We've got to save democracy by getting rid of this wannabe dictator. Okay. Right. Let's see here. Good. A few other angles. The desirable benefits to be realized from the TIPA platform of solutions to the lives of Americans will easily and steadily begin eating at the DJ's so-called base, because they're going to want these things. Okay. For the rest of the year, voters will hear the truth about issues, and as a result, DJ's lying words will become more and more offensive to their ears. There'll be less attendance at his MAGA rallies. Remember that I designed the TIPA platform proposals to be acceptable to at least 60%, the middle 60% of Americans, independents, moderates, and open-minded people, okay? And that middle 60% includes many of DJ's voters. That's where they're all together. In the end, most Americans will truly care and vote for the common good of their family and to protect the environment, the climate, rather than voting to keep their favorite racist in the White House, bluntly put, okay? This year, many good people are truly reflecting and will privately conclude that having their favorite white supremacist in the White House has not, cannot, and will not ever do anything of value for their family, their community, and especially for the climate. they will realize that DJ was intentionally playing them, okay? And playing, he was intentionally playing to their real frustrations with DC. And the voters that voted against him because of disgust from Washington, they had a valid reason, right? They did have a valid reason for that. But he did not intend to, of course, he did not really intend to fix their problems. You know, he played to their frustrations, but had no idea. Remember what he said? He was going to give his health care free, not free, but cheap, and everybody was going to get it. Now he's only trying to kill it. He's really only interested in covering his own interests. The final legislative irony that will nail DJ and his loyal congressional Republicans to the electoral wall is the climate. It's ironic and it's just. Personal concerns about the ailing climate will bring out more 18 to 29-year-old voters than ever before. Okay, they've been slow getting it to it, but this is the one. Okay, they will vote to crush the climate deniers and dishonest John, and it'll be no contest. A special interest to climate supporters, just consider that since 2016, 4 years, there are now a new batch of 18 to 21-year-olds that can vote for the first time in 2020, okay? At an annual birth rate of at least 3.5 million Americans a year, annual birth rate, that simply equates to some 14 million potential new voters, okay? Okay, bingo. Since their lifetimes are the most at risk from the Republicans' allegiance to the energy industry, they can bring their rightful anger to the polls and vote them all out. Very encouraging. Very encouraging. The Republican Party of climate deniers will burn at the polls on 11/3/20. So go Mother Earth. Now we're going to look at some voting angles from comparing 2016 to 2020 a little bit. As stated before, DJ will suffer significant loss of the women's vote, compared to 2016, and no more Hillary votes. Those reasons for not voting Republicans this time will easily cost DJ at least 5 million votes, at least, okay? Now, so number one, let's see. We have many new voters that have registered since 2017 to stop DJ, okay? The women have had 4 rallies since then, and many more will register this year, okay? In most states, just so you know, in most states you can register for the 2020 vote to within a month, 1 or 2 months before the November election. Get registered and get your voter card. As stated, the practical acceptability of the tip of platform proposals will draw many frustrated people away from Trump's base, right? They will be very interested in such solutions being implemented for their families and their community, okay? Solutions that they will never see from the anti-people Republican Party. The MAGAs have sadly observed the liar in chief, and many will, for their family's sake, vote against him in 2020, or not vote for him. And one final factor that will help the 2020 Democratic and independent candidates for Congress and the anti-Trump vote as well. In 2016, according to the U.S. Election Assistance Commission, the EAC, there were a total of 140 million votes cast for all candidates. You know, that's Hillary, Trump, and everybody, all the other little guys, okay? However, according to the EAC, the states also reported a total of 214 million registered voters. Simple math then tells us it's then 74 million registered voters did not vote in 2016. That's sad. Yes, 74 million of us did not get out and vote in 2016. The tragic result being a narcissistic, paranoid character with zero integrity, lied and cheated his way into the White House with help, as we talked about earlier. And he then only won by 70,000 miserable votes across three states. 74 million, 70,000. We won't make that mistake again. All that said, Trump should soon see that the 2020 estimated anti-Trump movement already has probably some 70 million votes. I think, start with 66. I think we could hit it up to 80 million votes, I think. right. And let me pick it back up here. So 70 million votes only, okay? And that there are new anti-DJ, pro-climate, and pro-reform voters registering all the time. It's a very big year. A lot of groups are getting people registered. And as a conservative estimate, I would offer or say his 63 million votes, okay, have lost at least, his 63 million votes in 2016 have lost easily 6 million votes. So let's say he's down around 57, okay? And many of those votes will come to our side on election day, those 6 million that he's going to lose. Therefore, DJ could well be limping into the 2020 race, okay, with roughly a 10 to 12 million vote deficit to begin with, all right? He smells more and more like a lame duck all the time, doesn't he? Remember, the numbers don't lie. Trump does every day. He's a lame duck. Take a sip here. Seeking their votes, my campaign, the Democrats, any independents running in 2020, will deliberately encourage those 74 million disillusioned voters to become personally involved in removing DJ and congressional Republicans this November. Many of this group may not have voted for years. They're just on the shelf, okay? Those frustrated folks rightfully want to see practical solutions to our problems. A true public-serving U.S. Congress, and real leadership in the White House, and we have that for them. I have that for them, okay? We can make this happen. DJ and the congressional Republicans do not possess a citizen-oriented platform. And thankfully, the growing majority of Americans are not drawn to him at all, okay? Or to the sold-out loser Republicans in the House and Senate. A few new votes they will get? Certainly. All right, but not the crushing anti-Trump and anti-Republican numbers that we're going to have and we will bring to this grand Democratic electoral challenge. Okay? It's going to be amazing. Consider that if we attract only 10% of those non-voters in 2016, it could well be another 7.5 million people that votes for democracy, against Trump, and for the common good of our citizens and our climate. Okay, this is all to be encouraging. Once the American public accepts the real potential for flushing Trump and so many Republicans, it will swiftly bring various social groups together in this critical 2020 voter registration action. Okay, it's going to just ramp it up. And the rest will be electoral history. And when it comes right down to it, folks, we vote, we win in 2020. It's ours to lose, as far as I'm concerned, using a sporting term. To secure that highly desirable election outcome, my fellow Americans, all that we need to do is encourage and challenge one another to the polls on election day, really. Then vote with deliberate and collective intent, vote no Republicans. Then the very next day, okay, November 4th, lovely morning. Okay, we will begin to experience the post-Trump and the post-Republican Party era in America. Amen. Thus, the 2020 electoral victory is in our hands. It's ours to lose, right? We've got this. for we the people to first register to vote if needed, okay? Then, on November 3rd, vote. Just get out and vote, okay? Both patriotic civil actions will cost each of us only a few hours of our time. That's all. And it is our solemn duty to do this. Why is it our solemn duty to do this? Because with our deliberate democracy-saving vote in 2020, we the people will each personally honor the over 1.2 million American men and women that have paid the ultimate price in battle since 1775, preserving for us the precious right to vote. We vote, we win, we've got this. Therefore, DJ is a lame duck for the 2020 election. And again, the numbers don't lie. Trump does every day. Lame duck. Thus, it is time for an American political reformation. It is 2020, and our ailing American political system now requires a true and viable independent third party. We will have a third choice this year. If you help me, we'll have a good third chance, okay? Third choice. And a real problem-solving platform built on common sense and designed to serve the common good of our citizens, our nation, and the global climate. Again, it is indeed ironic that the climate issue will be what finally brings the Republican Party to ruin this election day. That date, November 3rd, okay, 2020, will become known as the Republican Party's Waterloo. And again, the 18 to 29-year-old voters and their grandparents, I might add, are critical to and will be the final strike against the failed Grand Old Party. Okay? This action is in their extreme interest and that of their younger siblings, okay? 18 to 20, and they got younger brothers and sisters. That they register to vote. It's important that they register to vote and then lead the nation to the polls in November. Very much. And now I am here and now challenging the baby boomers. You remember them. My generation. Okay? Born in 1947 through 1964. Okay? To join with their grandchildren and possibly even their grandchildren together, putting all other politics aside, to conquer the arrogant, congressional, science-denying, fossil fuel-supporting, anti-climate lobbying machines once and for all. Cross them out. The bottom line in this electoral second American Revolution, which is what I like to call this, second American Revolution. The bottom line, my frustrated citizen, is that Trump must go, so that democracy itself can survive his destructive one-term presidency, and we'll put it back together. We will reverse his ridiculous policy decisions to the greatest extent possible, especially the farmers out there and their, especially the farmers. Yep. We will reverse his many vengeful and childish firings and bring back those that honorably resigned rather than work another day, okay, under his anti-democracy administration and cuts, and we'll honor them. The congressional Republican seats in the House and the Senate need to be filled on 30 by Democrats or independents, okay, that are committed to serving the common good of our citizens before all other interests. We're going to take care of our people, and we're going to have to help some other people as the climate declines. The climate deniers, okay, and the lobbyists and the industry lobbyists will be thrown out at the DC. I mean, they can come in, but we're not going to talk to them. Okay. And then a prudent and practical pro-climate policy will become the nation's priority, finally. This peaceful electoral revolution will place America on a realistic course towards our desirable future. Our United Voter Action cannot be stopped by DJ, Putin, or corrupted state governors and secretary of states. I'm going to go right by them. Somebody gets purged from the voter roll, you're going to get signed right back up. Therefore, let we the people support this viable voter strategy. That's what I'm asking. Okay. We will then deliver a historic, democracy-preserving national vote on November 3rd. We will make the founders proud of us. In closing, let me again point out to you, okay, that I am presenting myself to you not as a politician, but as a professional business problem solver. I solve problems. You say, well, you're not a politician. That isn't good. No, I'm a politician. I understand politics. I understand corporate politics, all right? And I understand federal agency politics. They're everywhere. And corporate politics is just as bad as political politics. But I know how to deal with it. Right? Not a problem. America is a real business, again, with real business problems, but quite solvable problems. And as I said before, I will not allow public problems to be studied or generally ignored for another decade. We can't afford it. With all that said, my fellow American citizen, please be sure that you are or get registered and have your voter card in hand soon this year. And then, on November 3rd, go to the polls and vote as if our nation's destiny and the global climate depended on it, because it really does. And so, may God bless America continually. I thank you for your time. Bless you and your family. And you take care. This is A.J. Wildman, your independent presidential candidate, signing out. Take care.